afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
Remember the first time we met John McClane?
Argyle picked him up from the plane.
Yeah, that was great.
I gotta get my band back together, guys' night.
Oh yeah, I gotta play. Oh hey, but hey everybody, this is Gary Lucy. Pat, how are you? Pat, I want to start off with an apology. I got here a little bit earlier,
mm-hmm.
and you were trying to make some friendly chit chat, and I was going in 12 different directions, and I wasn't.
I think it started with, "Hey Gary, what's up? Fuck you."
Yeah, like that.
What?
But now I'm focused. I'm ready.
Well, don't expect me to reciprocate friendly chit chat. Now
you're going to give me the silence treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this ought to be a good podcast.
It would be great for me.
I'm sorry, though.
Bad for you. Now you had. It seemed like you had a lot on your mind.
A lot of things going, but you know what?
Gary was balancing his checkbook.
It stays out there.
All right, don't bring it in here.
I'm not bringing it in here, but
don't harsh my mellow.
I do want to know about. No, I understand you saw the new Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movie.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So I got to see an advanced screening at the DGA just yesterday.
Now, is there any big difference from the Swedish version?
She now has a Tweety Bird tattoo.
Oh, okay. But other than that, it's pretty much the same.
It's close. It's very close, and it's very good. And it's I love movies that take place in the winter and the snow. And Daniel Craig looks so weathered, and he just looks so like he's freezing his ass off in this movie. It looks like all chapped and freezing.
He needs some Thompson's water seal on there.
And who's the girl, the lead in this? Rooney Mara? Am I saying that right?
Do you have to bring up Rooney every show?
I do. Rooney. But her name is Rooney. And she was very good. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I liked the movie a lot. Hope it does well, so they'll do two more American versions.
Oh, that's right.
Sweetest.
They got those other books.
Yep.
Then maybe by then we'll have our zombie technology down. We could bring back Stieg Larsson.
I'm actually working on a fourth sequel called The Girl Who Rocked Solidly.
Ooh.
So
that could be good.
I hope that's good.
I'm a little shaken up. I'm still.
What happened, Gary?
I'm still a little fake shaken up from the
fake
the fake bad news about Bon Jovi just now. So.
Oh yeah, John Bon Jovi was trending on Twitter, and then Pardo called and said, "Check Google about John Bon Jovi. He's supposedly dead." But thankfully, he's not dead.
I did feel bad, though, because the last thought I had about him was a bad one, because I saw him on some commercial, and I can't even remember what it was, but I'm like, oh, come on. Give it a rest. You don't need to do commercials, too. Don't you have enough money? It was for some, like, lame product, too, like adult diapers or something.
I think he donates all that money to charities.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Because I'm so...
Well, look, there is a Never Not Funny curse out there, so the more we talk about John Bon Jovi, the chances that he'll fall off the map are good, but I do like John Bon Jovi.
Something we didn't talk about that happened a couple weeks, the Grammy nominations are out. We should probably give that a little lip service since this is a musical podcast.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to read you Album of the Year.
Okay.
21, Adele.
Okay.
Born This Way, Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Loud by Rihanna.
Okay.
Doo-Wops and Hooligans by Bruno Mars. And A Waste in Light by Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Who do you think? Who do you like in that category?
Well, I like Foo Fighters, but admittedly, I have not heard those other albums. I'm sure you probably have.
I mean, I've heard Adele and everything, but I don't think that's that strong of an album. But like, the one I've listened to the most is Foo Fighters too. But I think the best album is probably Lady Gaga. I think that's
Foo Fighters won't win this because they're nominated in so many other categories. They're gonna take the some of the rock categories.
They'll trounce in some of the lesser.
They won't be Album of the Year. If they would, that would be good for them. But I doubt that they'll win. And not that it's not good enough to be Album of the Year, but I just don't think they'll win that.
You know what I like about Lady Gaga is she went hard weird early,
mm-hmm.
so now she could just go Elton John from here on out,
yeah.
and just like you know get. Like, you know, a little less weird and everything like that.
Yep.
Still get, like, a wig and everything.
And then she'd go through the period where she wears hats.
Yes.
Chapeau.
Yeah. So that's what we had to get.
Remember Dave Chappelle?
Oh, man. Whatever happened to that guy?
He's a great comedian.
Funny guy. so.
I don't. If Matt winces one more time, Silent Partners here, he's wincing over a salad.
Okay, and this drives me berserk. I've had it explained to me a million times, but I still don't know what it means. The difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year.
I think one's for the performer and one's for the writer.
Oh. Can they just share? Can they just give them like a...
Well, I mean, like then someone like a Diane Warren who writes a lot of songs for like Celine Dion and stuff wouldn't get recognized. Only the artist would get recognized.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So I think song probably goes to the writer.
So, oh man, what if they win Song of the Year?
Who?
But it doesn't win Record of the Year. And then you're like, yeah, way to mess up my great song, jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, because they're all the same. It's except for one. And here's the records of the year.
Okay.
Rolling in the Deep, Adele. Holocene, Bon Iver. Grenade by Bruno Mars. The Cave, Mumford & Sons. And Firework by Katy Perry. And everything is all the same except for Get Rid of Fireworks and Bring in All of the Lights, which is Kanye West and Rihanna and Kid Cudi and Fergie.
Well, it sounds like too many people involved in that.
Too many people.
Then you got. Then if they win, you got to give like everyone and the brother gets a trophy.
Yeah, yeah, they're on a budget here.
And I got to say, this trophy a lot heavier than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, you could kill somebody with that thing.
Yeah, I pick it up. I'm holding one right now. It's very heavy.
Yeah, Bruno Mars bugs me. I don't know what it is. It's that
he's like not from this world. Man.
Yeah, yeah, he's from Mars or something.
What?
And Mumford and Sons. I'm not. I guess I kind of like.
I kind of like them.
It's a little. Yeah, it's kind of. It has a little bit of that Dexy's Midnight Runner flavor. I guess.
Oh, you're right. Good call.
It's okay.
Come on, Gary.
Let me come on, Gary.
Come on, Gary.
I'll scooch down to Best Rock Performance, and then we could drop this.
Scooch down just a scooch.
Okay, Every Teardrop is a Waterfall, Coldplay, Walk, Foo Fighters, The Cave, Mumford & Sons, Lotus Flower by Radiohead, and Down by the Water by The Decemberists.
And what's the category on that?
This is the Best Rock Performance.
Walk is a great
Walk
song.
Is kind of a classic. I think that'll take, but have you ever heard this Down by the Water by The Decemberists?
Get your head out of your salad.
Give
a play a song clip for us, please.
This is
sounds a little Springsteenish there. It sounds like something from the river or darkness.
It's called Down by the Water.
See this ancient riverbed, see where all the follies led.
He sounds a little like
down
Michael Stipe.
By the water, down by the old man.
That's funny you say that because.
Is this Bruce Stipe?
This is Bruce Stipestein. They call this the best REM album in years because it has Peter Buck is. All over this one. He's
Peter Buck produced some of that stuff there. They called me up and asked me if they could. What's the name of that song, Ginger?
Just Down by the Water.
Yeah, they were going to call it Down by the River, but I said, please don't.
But
my heart can't take it.
Okay, here's the last thing. Bruce, did you? Bruce, who do you like out of these guys, the best new artist?
Let me hear. I like, I'm going to say Steve Van Zandt.
Oh, he's not on there.
Ah, goddamn it, Steve.
You have to choose between the band Perry.
How many nominees are there?
There's five nominees.
Two, three, four, five.
I fell for it every
You did.
Time. There's the band Perry.
Taylor Hawkins told me to do it.
Bon Iver.
What was the first one?
The band Perry.
The band Perry. Okay, and this is again the category. I'm not
best new artist.
Barely paying attention. Best new artist. Okay, we got it. No, give me the second one.
Bon Iver, J. Cole, Nicki Minaj, and Skrillex. Have you heard of Skrillex?
That's one of them games that they sell on a TV for children.
No, that's like
it's a craft project.
Did you use the oil-based paint? No. I use the Skrillex.
I haven't heard of any of them bands. I've heard of Southside Johnny.
Yeah,
and Asbury Jukes.
He's not really a new one.
Not new? Okay.
But you probably like Bon Iver. He's kind of cut from your cloth. But this is...
I like Bon Jovi.
How's he doing, by the way?
Oh, he's good. He just saw him at the Stone Pony.
That's great.
I jumped up on stage and we did Raise Your Hand.
You guys are both from New Mexico, that's right?
That's right. Gary, I wasn't paying attention yet.
Ah, see? I knew. You got to get your head in the game.
Trick me!
Trick, yeah. All right. I think we should cut our losses on new business unless you have any more new business.
No, I got it. I have no new business.
Thus ends new business.
Oh, I will say...
can I bring
my friend to tea? T for two and two for tea.
Oh, I'm the letter T. Oh, I'm the letter T. Oh, I'm the letter T.
Shut up, fool!
That's right, friends. Mr. T there letting us know that every 4 weeks we like to reach into the Rock Solidopedia to pull down another volume and just kind of breeze through and pick out some nuggets from our iTunes that we might not get to under any other theme. Just let's a little bit more what we're about. Building a bridge. We have no secrets, Pat.
We don't.
Tea for two. Would you like to the first serving of tea or
Yes, I will serve up some tea currently. Now, Gary, as you know, my I love when bands sell out.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
And my first song is from a band who decided that they would work with David Foster as producer.
Okay.
And they would sell out a little bit to have a hit. And this is a song by The Tubes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody likes that song, right?
Yeah, I don't think of that as selling out. I think of that as like reaching their full potential. I think they were like led up to that. You know,
well, they co-wrote that with David Foster and Steve Lukather from Toto.
Now,
let's bring Toto into the mix. Another T band.
Now, if they would have co-wrote it with David Foster Wallace, there would have been a lot of footnotes
right.
in that song. But that's luckily they went with.
I don't get that
with yet. David Foster. And
I just say yes.
What's
I great? Say yes and
use yes and that one. What's great is when they did that on the Fish and Musician on SCTV.
Oh,
did
that's
you ever
right.
See that?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, that was the best. That was a great episode.
But I'm not a Tubes fan, but I like a handful of their songs, and that's a Tubes song I really love.
I would have tapped you for a Tubes fan. That is a great live show. And
they play in the Canyon Club out here at the Agora Hills all the time.
I might have to take that in. It's very theatrical.
You think it'll be theatrical out of the Canyon Club?
They might have some box of props left over.
Oh, that'd be a great band for a name for a band. Box of props.
Box of props.
But and they've a lot of their albums were produced by the guy we love, Todd Rundgren. So yeah. Maybe I should check out some old Tubes.
Like Love Bomb. That kind of ended it for him.
Yeah,
love
it did.
Bomb. So I'd like to give a box of props to this first act. This is a poppy punk power trio out of Portland. Three good-looking kids. The leader of the group has like one of the coolest names in rock and roll. His name is Hutch Harris. I wish that was your name. And he looks like a Hutch Harris. He's like totally cool looking and everything. But they're called the Thermals, and this is called Now We Can See on Rock Solid. There's the Thermals there. Boy, that song is like a crazy solo tune.
What year is that from?
That is from the year that calls itself 2010, possibly 9.
From Personal Life?
Yeah, I believe it's called Personal Life.
I'm just looking up. I look them up sometimes. When you throw out a band that I've never heard, I look it up real quick. They've released 5 albums since 2003. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, they're busy. Well, Hutch Harris, you know, he's not letting Moss grow on him, and they have
No. He also he's a private investigator when he's not done.
Right.
So he's got a full plate.
Looking for clues out there. Excellent. So yeah, check out the Thermals.
That's good.
Glad you like it.
I like that.
Cool.
What do you got? Oh. I thought it was just going to be that the whole time.
I know, I did too. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's keep with the power trios.
Okay.
And let's
oh, no.
These guys, yeah.
Canadian?
These guys are Canadian, and they get overshadowed by the those guys called Rush.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big Triumph fan, but I do like a handful of songs, and I do like this from I think 78 or 9 or maybe 80, Magic Power. Let's hear it. This is also kind of meta. Gary, she takes comfort in the radio because she's had what?
Oh.
She's had a rotten day.
Had a rotten day.
So she hopes the DJ's gonna play.
Not sure what a DJ is, though. It's Triumph, Rick Emick.
Oh, she wants to be free. Oh, I know that. So, you know, to a quote another Triumph, that's an excellent song for me to poop on. No, I didn't know that that was them. I have that Fight the Good Fight.
Fight the Good. Is that in your list?
Yeah. No. That's what I have that in my iTunes. But because I'm acting like Triumph. I've never been so.
When I was like in high school, people go, "You gotta go see Triumph, man, because their light show is amazing." I'm like, "Yeah, they gotta have that light show because they're not that good." So they have to have that light show.
And they got some long hair?
They got some long hair.
They wear like hockey jerseys? What do they wear?
They might wear a hockey jersey. The drummer might wear a hockey jersey. I don't know much about them. I know I like a handful of songs.
Why do you love Triumph so much?
I just like a handful of songs. They're like the Tubes. I like a handful of songs. When I say a handful, I mean three.
Okay, that's fine. That's enough. I'll allow that. All right. And that's got to be hard to be the other Canadian power trio.
I know.
Well, then here is a musical quartet from the Bay Area that just never quite get over. They had all the tools going for them, the amazing songs, great albums, a good look, but just never kind of broke out of that regional thing. Like, you might know that song called they're called Translator, and you might know that song called Everywhere That I'm Not. Because you're in New York, but I'm not. Do you know that song?
Are you going to play that song?
Nah, forget that song. I'm going to play this other good song.
Well, thanks for ramping it up for me.
This is one I like called Gravity on Rock Solid.
In your life, there's someone waiting. Lost on streets that no one travels. In my dream I see this meeting, where a knot that fate unravels. Look beyond our shameless sorrow, catch me if I'm with the wind. We may be the sky tomorrow, we're a branch that will not bend. Your world is spinning through my head. Your gravity won't let me go.
Let's let him hit this high note here in a second. There you go. Translators, that ring a bell? You ever?
I don't know if I've ever heard the Translators or not.
Oh, boy. Maybe I should have picked that more famous song. But they have like just four great albums, and it just didn't happen for them. They produced by David Kahn, who did those Bengals albums. And
Don't get Matt started.
That's my
does
bad.
Does not like Kahn.
I'm sorry.
Kahn left his family on set the Alpha 5.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I gotta check those show notes. Anyway, all right, I'm sorry.
Gun, you left my family on set the Alpha 5, Kirk. He put like an L in it there. Kirk.
I was just watching, we watched some Spy Kids 3 yesterday. I had some Ricardo.
Great.
Yeah, those movies are good.
They put him in a wheelchair in those movies.
Oh, right.
And then they like CGI his body or something. Is he still alive?
I don't think he's still alive, but he did some good acting in that. He got angry. He got worked up into a rich Corinthian lather.
Oh, no. No. He's been sitting on that since yesterday afternoon.
Exactly. All right.
Did you make that joke and your Preston just went, no.
He hates my jokes.
Not buying it.
He's smart. tell us something that's more to your liking from the T section.
The T section, I'm going to go with an artist probably best known as the drummer from Queen, but he also has four solo albums, and this is from an album called Happiness.
And these are all drums, these albums?
From 1994. It's just total. It's 10 tracks of drum solos.
Wow.
No, this is a song Roger Taylor wrote for Freddie Mercury, and it's called Old Friends. And this is a song I'm sure no one's ever heard, but it's a pretty great tune.
When the sun got big and the night came down, we used to share a drink. I let the demons out. We let the good times rock. You made the bad times roll. We used to laugh a lot. You had a lot of soul. Old friends in better times.
Now, lyrically, whenever something rocks, it's also going to roll. And sure, he rhymed soul with roll. But if you listen to it as a song he's writing about his friend who died of AIDS, you can get into it. And I like that song. I like all Roger Taylor solo albums.
Later on, do they go to a groovy movie? That always happens a lot.
No. What does he say later on? There's something about...
Does he warn you about California?
No.
That's...
something.
I'll say this about Roger Taylor. He could work a mullet. He pulled it off. He had that good.
Yeah, he was a good looking face.
Yeah.
So he could work that mullet.
He had a good mullet face, but it was also kind of British face. So those kind of go Apple Doll on you.
Yep.
Like in the later years.
That's true. You're right.
but while it was, you know, when he was in the bloom of youth, good on you, Roger.
Good looking guy.
So this is going to give you the creeps, this next song. It is the least sexy song of all time. First of
is
all,
this T-Pain?
No, it's not by okay. T-Pain. It is by a brother and sister act.
Oh, T'Pau.
No, which is another Star Trek reference.
Thompson Twins?
I got it. No, it's not the Thompson Twins.
Well, Jesus Christ now. I've named all the bands it could possibly be.
It's Nino Tempo and April Stevens. You know, Tempo and Stevens.
Tempo and Stevens.
They were,
you know what? We are actually with, they did an ad campaign for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tempo and Stevens.
You did that? Well, Darren Stevens.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's good.
He's no Dick York, but he's all right. But, Nino Tempo and April Stevens, they had like a pretty big hit with a version of that Deep Purple, that old standard, like In My Deep Purple Dreams. Okay. But then, their mom said, let April sing a song. So April got to go solo, and she, I guess it's seductive. I don't know.
Is this a song you like? Because it sounds like you're getting ready to play a song that's terrible.
Oh, I love it. It's one of my all-time favorite songs, but it's not. But not for the reasons they're hoping it is.
All-time, okay.
Yeah. So,
would you put it in the category with the Randy Macho Man Savage song?
It's right up there. Well, let's hear it, and you decide. This is this is Teach Me Tiger on Rock Solid.
Zip.
Teach me, tiger, how to kiss you. Wow, 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 wow. Show me, tiger, how to kiss you. Wow, 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 wow. Take my lips, they belong to you. But teach me first, teach me what to do.
I don't know. I'm just a girl.
Touch me, tiger.
Well, the first thing I do is I teach her how to be quiet. This reminds me of, okay, it's the third Sean Connery James Bond movie, and he's in a foreign land, and he walks into like some Asian bar,
right.
And the woman on stage singing is singing this song.
Is that like something that people used to say? Like,
teach me that.
Wow, 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 wow.
What year was this song?
It was later than you'd think. It was like 68 or something like that. I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy
just wow, huh?
Balls.
Yeah, that's a hit, baby.
Is it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
but
good,
that's what they were
good.
Saying.
I just wanted you to clarify that is not a hit.
Anyway, all right. Now I just feel dirty.
What? Dad teach you how to not be dirty, Tiger.
I liked it.
Excellent. Matt says yay.
It wasn't terrible.
It's, Yeah, like made my skin crawl.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
gave me the douche chills, but I'm down.
Okay, well, we're 2-4, and then I'm a little on the fence.
Any palate cleansers over there?
Well, I don't know about that. Okay. But since Matt hates James Taylor, I did not include any James Taylor on the list. Although I did include two Taylors. Roger Taylor and this guy
Taylor Swift?
Andy Taylor.
Oh, Andy Taylor.
Andy Taylor was the guitarist from Duran Duran, and he went solo in 87 and recorded a rock album with Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols.
Jonesy, yeah.
And it was called you call him Jonesy?
Sure.
And album called Thunder, and it's pure like trying to be hair band metal, and this song was actually featured in an episode of Miami Vice. And this is Andy Taylor with When the Rain Comes Down. Here we go. Take it in. 87. I'm in a race. I don't know where it's going to end. Ends and amends. Crockett and Tubbs are chasing someone. Chorus. The keyboard. That's good. But I do love this album. This was like an album that I bought. Like I'm like, well, I wonder what this sounds like.
Oh, Pat.
And I enjoy it. Andy Taylor,
to
Thunder.
What? It's just like that's like the aural equivalent of Der Wiener Schnitzel or something like that.
Are you going to tell me that Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols didn't add some flavor to that?
I don't know.
You could call it generic. Yeah. You can call it, boy, that sounds like a lot of stuff I've heard before. But for some reason, I like it.
Yeah.
Andy Taylor, Thunder. It's on iTunes, unlike all Gary's music. That you can't find anywhere but in Gary's car.
It's all in I.
You should start like a thing where people could come up to your trunk and download music right out of your trunk.
That's not a bad idea.
Go, oh, here's Matt.
I can't believe that song wasn't in a Savage Steve movie, like in a montage. Like it's so perfect for like, why isn't John Cusack flipping burgers to that song?
Yep, you're right. You're right.
I did kind of like that piano though. That's good. You ever see Jonesy around town? You ever? I always see him at.
No, I've never seen him.
What's that hipster diner over by Beverly and Fairfax?
Denny's,
Swingers. Yeah,
he's hanging out there.
But yeah, or Santa Monica Swingers sometimes. That's what he does. That's what it's. It kind of. That's what you do when you live in Hollywood. You make those.
You make the rounds.
Make the rounds like that. But
go get a triple thick shake.
Well, as much as Pat's trying to kill it, rock and roll will never die. As long as there's bands like this next one around. I think these kids are Canadian too, and they're super young, but they already have that thing where, you know what I love in my music, Pat? It's the opposite of what you like.
Substance?
A certain, like, it doesn't even have to be actual substance. I just like some, like a little inscrutability, something like where it's like, you know, like I'm not quite sure what they're singing about, but it sounds important. It sounds kind of deep and things like that. And it could be about something stupid, but this song really encapsulates that for me. It's a group called the Tokyo Police Club, and this is called Your English is Good. And rock solid. There's some kind of election going on, or I don't know what it is exactly, but it seems important. It seems like you know, something dangerous is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but I like that. Tokyo Police Club.
Are they from Tokyo?
They're not. I think they're from Canada.
A lot of Canadians.
Yeah, taking our jobs.
Yeah.
you have anything American? Maybe we can.
I don't have anything American coming up, but I think I'm on the upswing from my last album.
Any more solo albums?
No more Taylors. No more. I can't say that there's not more solo albums.
Oh,
but this next song is by a great band called Thin Lizzy.
Oh yeah, thank
and
you.
And I didn't go with what you would expect here.
You went with some of the post Phil Lynott too.
No, I did not. I went with the Gary Moore lineup. Gary Moore was with them for one album called Black Rose, and the 40-year-old boy turned me on to this album. Mm-hmm. And normally when people try to give me albums to listen to, I say, okay, and then I don't listen to it.
Right, right.
But I listened to this, and I loved it. This album's great from top to bottom. This is Thin Lizzy. This is called Toughest Street in Town. And like all Thin Lizzy songs, there's a story. The lyrics are just this.
Outside the window, the neon flashes in the morning light. Down on the sidewalk, there's a woman with a problem. She don't know how to fight.
This woman's going to get beat up.
She's destitute and broken down. She softly whispers, is there no one around? And no one hears the sound. Her knees give way and hit the ground. This is the toughest street in town. This is the toughest street around. This is the toughest street in town. This is the toughest. Like a rat.
You do not want to go there.
The untold story of that song is Phil is singing from the point of view of a real estate agent, and everyone's loving this house, but no, location, location.
Yeah, no one wants to buy it. Cannot get a nibble on this thing. There's an old lady who's destitute getting beat up. I like Thin Lizzy. Oh,
I love them. Yeah, that's what a loss.
Oh, here we go.
I just have a question, actually, for the rockologists in the house.
Yes, sir.
Thin Lizzy's thing was, like, didn't they have, like, two lead guitars playing the same part? So that's, like, it kind of gives it this cool sound that you don't really hear other places.
Yeah. The twin guitar attack. Ready, Pat? Here we go.
And this...
Boys are back in town. See?
And so the two guitar attack on this one was Gary Moore, uh-huh. who is also RIP right now, and Scott Gorham.
He's dead.
No, he's dead.
He's dead for good.
Yeah, right now.
Currently, he is. I don't know what the status will be later on today, but currently, him and Phil Lynott, or Lynott, however you say it, Phil Lynott, dark complected. Rock
yeah,
singer.
he was
Irish.
He was half Irish. Half African English fellow.
Yeah, but very interesting.
Yeah, and great day. A singing bass player. A lot of times that doesn't go down too.
No, that doesn't usually go down well at all.
Yeah,
think. Can we think of it? Sting.
Yeah, Paul McCartney. Yeah, I don't like it. Paul McCartney. Don't like
Gene
it.
Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons. Yeah.
Just
all these
right.
bass players that try to sing it up. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Think of another one.
I'm
sure there's another one.
There's got to be something. I'll shout it out.
All right.
If I think
shout it out loud.
I'll shout it out loud. Hey, Pat, you know, I was born in Castro Valley, California.
I think I've heard this story.
It's in the Bay Area. It's in the East Bay, and it's part of the greater Oakland Metroplex. So I represent Oaktown. And
okay.
I think you know that. I think you know that I like to get hyphy. And I think you know that I like to ghost ride the whip. And most of all, I think you know that I like that new jack swing. So let's hear some Tone.
And you can new jack swing on my neck. And if the shoe fits, I want you to wear it way good.
Rafael Sadiq from this group had a great solo album this year. I can't remember if he was Tony or Tony.
Oh, I know. He was Tony.
Oh, right.
See, this is a song that they would play in a montage from The Help.
No, it's
when
not.
The ladies are when they're cleaning up.
That's exactly what it's not.
They're cleaning up after a party that the white ladies had, their bridge party, and now
a futuristic party.
The helper,
and they're kind of snapping towels. And
yeah, the help comes in and they clean up to this music. It's exactly what that I get from that. I'm right. You know I'm right. And do you like Tony Tony? Do you like this song? I don't know. Sometimes
it's
if you're
so
playing,
catchy.
If and your it, songs, how many Tony songs do you have in your?
I got this one about hey baby, it's our anniversary.
Are you gonna play and Funky Cold Medina next? Is Tone Loc coming up? He is a T.
This was from such like a like it was such that weird period in music, like that pre. Post-80s, pre-Nirvana 90s, mm-hmm. where it just like it seemed like anything goes. Kind of the pre-Beatles 60s were kind of the same way, and it just could have like...
Oh, yeah, that's when Andy Taylor broke through.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Broke through? Or... say, I better stick...
Strong words.
I better stick with these guys.
Right. No, I'm going to move on to Power Station.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
Corrected.
Feel the heat. Feel the heat.
Do, 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 do. Some, like, good hot... Yeah. All right. I cut off your tone.
I've said my piece. I think it speaks for itself.
It's I would love to go see Tony Tone Loc.
Oh, that would be a good
if
show.
Those four would get together. All right.
Our friend Kim Shattuck was in a pilot with Tone Loc.
Is it the new Mod Squad?
No, it was from the 90s, and somebody was trying to kill the Muffs, and he was a cop.
There's a pilot where someone's trying to kill them. Is it every week the Muffs are trying to? That would be a great show.
I don't know why.
Every week someone tries to kill the Muffs.
Snuff the Muffs. And it didn't really take off.
And they get out of it every week.
Every week.
They're on the run. Wow. It's like The Fugitive.
Yep.
That would be great.
Anyway, you were going to say.
I'm going to close it out with a living legend. From one of his solo albums when he's not with his group called The Who.
Oh.
He is Pete Townsend. And this is from his 1980 Empty Glass album. This is called A Little Is Enough. I love this song. Romantic.
Was that Chuck Mangione snuck in?
I know.
That was cool.
Yeah. Her body's so edible. That's what he says. You give me an overdose of love, just a little is enough.
You think Pete's happy? With his body of work and with his life?
No. No.
Yeah, because he's a torture artist, right? He's a genius.
Yeah. I've seen The Who at night where he really gives Roger the business right on stage.
Really?
Like, he'll go, people keep it quiet for this next one because Roger's voice isn't up to the task tonight. So, hey, I'm right here. I mean, it's like, I'm like, hey, man.
Man, no one knows
he can still beat you up, Pete. And poor Roger, he can't say anything because he didn't write any of the songs, so he has to tour to make money. So he just saying, okay, Pete.
I thought he was deaf anyway. I bet. Yeah, maybe Roger does that thing of just moving his mouth.
Yeah.
Where, yeah. How would you know?
Maybe Roger just goes back and cranks up Pete's monitors in his ears.
Listen to this.
Listen to this.
Daft old bastard.
So what do you got to close it out? I actually have some. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Gary. That's not good broadcasting technique.
it's not.
I have a song that I want to. You'll have to plug in here, and we'll play out with this.
Oh, okay, that'll be convenient. this is the last pick on the
T-Rex
on the
Traveling Wilburys.
Always the
train
of all.
Toto. Just bands that didn't make my list.
Yeah, bands that didn't. Yeah, because there's so many. Like, I'm talking Minor Television.
Oh, Television.
Tegan and Sarah,
Tom Verlaine.
TV on the Radio.
A lot of things about TV.
That Dog. Well, there was like some that, yeah, like That Dog and T-Rex that we have heard on the show. And I try not to repeat bands that we've already heard. Just,
I can't do it.
Try to spread the love.
I only have seven albums.
You only like seven bands. And well, and if you count solo projects by all those members.
Oh, I know. Roger Taylor from Queen.
That is adorable about you. That sounds so condescending, but just like if I would, if like, I don't know, if I heard like Robert Pollard from Guided by Voice, he has like 90 solo projects. I'm like, fuck you, I'm not going to get that.
You don't like any of this?
No, I mean, they're like good ones, and if I hear them, it's good and everything, but like, you know, I should be more like you. I should be more devoted.
There was a time when I collected albums in the 80s, uh-huh. You know, it could be like the guy who played keyboards on one album. He's got a solo album out now. Oh, I must have that.
Must have that.
Let's hear what that's like.
He has a taste of the magic. This is a group that we heard back on the 1991 show when Jimmy Pardo was here.
Okay.
And I wouldn't have like picked them again except for seeing me that movie, Young Adult. You seen that, Young Adult?
I did see Young Adult.
I thought that was flawless. I thought it was such a good movie.
Mm.
You didn't care for it? What? What?
You know what? It's, I mean, I hang out with a lot of unlikable people.
Wait a minute, you hang out with me.
So when I go to a movie, I don't want to see a movie about unlikable people who are unlikable the entire time. Like there, no one got better in that movie.
That's good. That's what happens in life.
That's what life's
nobody
like.
Changes. And was she unlikable? Or remember that the very beginning where she gives her dog a little taste of the dog food and everything?
Mm-hmm.
That proves she's likable. That was her save the cat moment.
I don't know.
She's just like every.
I mean, the performances were great.
Yeah.
The performances were great. Patton's great. Charlize Theron is so great that she repulsed me.
Yeah.
And I hated her character so much. I actually started to find her not even physically attractive. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like,
yeah, no, that's good acting. Yeah, that's what my wife, the great actress and acting teacher Jane Edith Wilson, calls her, the same as a Michelle Pfeiffer, the like a character actress trapped in a supermodel's body, like just like a
right.
real. And they're both very talented like that.
And I'm not saying I hated the movie. And I'm not saying don't go see it. Right. I'm just saying it was not a great watch for me. I mean, not a great watch like Sophie's Choice was.
Okay, I see it. Yeah, finally. Well, those characters go through some changes,
but
especially one of them.
Yeah,
but anyway, so this song figures heavily into the plot of that movie, and I don't think it's a spoiler because I know Matt hates spoilers,
right?
But I think you know, when you hear it, you'll just say, "Oh yeah, that was that song that I heard on Rock Solid." It's Teenage Fan Club with The Concept on Rock Solid.
Oh, is this the one that she sang all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a big word if you know.
Great song.
That's that is one funny take on this, on the Young Adult, that somebody came up with. Is like, no way would it Patrick Wilson made that mixtape. You know that seemed like out of character.
It did seem out of character for him,
but maybe not. Maybe that's, you know, he was a teenager. He was in a teenage fan club. Maybe
I guess Patrick Wilson's character seemed to have become a dud as he got old. You know what I mean? He liked it. I didn't really see what she liked about him.
I hate to break it to you, Pat, but we're duds.
I know.
All the good years are behind us.
Wait a minute.
I know, it's all downhill from here.
Oh, no, I'm still holding out that Andy Taylor has another album.
No, okay. I mean, I'm not saying we're not nice, but I'm just saying, you know, anyway.
We had a lot of movie talk today in this podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to say
the opening credits to the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And the song that plays over the opening credits is a remake of Led Zeppelin's The Immigrant Song.
Oh, right.
By Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, and someone named Karen O.
Karen O from Yeah, Yeah, Yes.
Yeah, okay. And there you go. And I did not know that.
There you go.
And it is awesome. And so let's play out with that. I'm going to plug in. Hold on. Let me plug in.
Just plug it in here, and I'll just thank you all for listening in the 2011. So many big things coming up in 2012, everybody. Many of them I haven't even thought of yet, but this show is just going to be – you're going to be glad that you got in on the ground floor on this. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know how loud this is going to be, so let's go. Let's just start it up. Guys, see you next week.
Mwah. Love you. Bye.
I've clicked play. I've got the spinning wheel of death. Here we go. Credits start to roll. Spoiler alert, there's a girl with a tattoo of a dragon.
Spoiler alert, she comes from the land of ice and snow.
What? What happens there?
Here we go. Hot winds blow.
Should I turn it up? I just took some X.
Nice. Oh no, Pat's trapped in a K-hole. Let me help him.